You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, just a quick reminder that if you're going to be making any purchases on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, please go to www.9to5.cc first and click the links in the sidebar or at the bottom of the page to support the site. It makes no difference to you, but it really helps us out a lot. Enjoy the show. Thanks. Christopher Bentz is an epileptic.
It's cool, that's how this podcast starts.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we going?
Yeah, we're definitely rolling on that.
He always gets me. He always catches me.
I was like, man, I hope to God I can get everything set up and recording while Walter's still talking about Bentz being an epileptic. We're about to ask him to be on the show.
He'll be gone soon enough, I don't care.
Yeah, he'll be living in London. Now that's straight up your fucking nose.
Yeah, Stan doesn't tolerate epileptics.
Hey, Walter.
Yeah.
This has been a long time since we had a regular episode.
Not really.
Yeah, dude, it's been nearly a month. When was JFL?
Since Vittorio?
Since Vittorio, yeah.
Man, time flies when you're drunk.
Yep. Yeah, very, very, very drunk.
Today we have a guest who's passing out on us.
Yep. Okay, well, this is Go Plug Yourself.
Episode
17,
shit if
18,
I know, man.
Whatever the fuck it is.
Is this a canon? Is this a canon episode?
This is canon.
Episode?
This is
okay,
a canon
episode. You're part of canon.
This is a major canon episode. This isn't a special. We're done with the Fringe specials. We're done with the Just for Laughs specials. We're done with all that shit. This is a real...
So I'm not a special. I'm the first of your non-special ones. That's good. No, that's good.
That's... You're thinking about it the wrong way.
I'm blazing a trail for your...
Because every man podcast. We don't consider the special episodes to be part of canon.
Yeah.
This is part of canon.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know if you know, like, the Star Wars Christmas special. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
The Star Wars Christmas special?
Yeah.
It's legend.
Our JFL special was
exactly,
like that, but it was
it's
good.
It's not part of Star Wars. Right? So, like...
What happened with that? Because how did they rope in so many of the cast to do that pile of...
The first film... Like, my understanding of it is the first film was a pretty big financial success. And they wanted, like, a bigger budget on the second film. And that this Christmas special was, like, just a cash grab. Because they couldn't make the second film right away because Mark Hamill had a motorcycle accident and fucked up his face. Which is why Mark Hamill's face looks drastically different from...
Yeah.
A New Hope into every other film. Like, he's very much more scarred.
Is it? But it's not scarring. I think there must have been some cosmetic surgery.
Well, yeah, no, but I think it was like, cosmetic surgery to help with the scarring. And it was cosmetic surgery in the early 80s.
I've always heard people talk about the scarring. I never noticed any actual scarring.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't look like crazy scarring, but if you look at the difference...
Is it like fire scarring?
Maybe.
Is it like burn scarring?
Maybe. But it's like, look how smooth things
are. Because Keith and I met Mark Hamill.
Did
in
you
person.
Really?
Literally oh. met Mark Hamill, like... Right.
There's
going to
be a video of it on the site in a couple weeks ago, mid-July,
he was in town to present a film at the Fantasia Film Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice man.
Yeah. But anyway, regardless.
You are the first people...
I didn't notice any scarring.
I have to admit, the first people that I've heard refer to him by his real name. I've never heard him referred to as anything other than Luke Skywalker.
Well, that's a
that
shame.
Is,
maybe it's because...
The man has an identity.
You do.
You're like, maybe it's because we met him.
Yeah, right.
No, but also, but like, I've come to think of him as the Joker because he did the voice work for the Joker in the animated series. So I have like two Mark Hamill references. So maybe
nice.
That's
so that's been that's been
way.
Go Plug Yourself episode.
episode whatever.
Danny,
we're done.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks
today.
For letting me
in
plug Luke Skywalker's voiceover work.
In answer to your question, apparently the Christmas special was a way to like have something that reminded people that Star Wars was around and a simultaneous cash grab. To make sure there was enough money for Empire.
So how long was it between the first two then?
Only 2 or 3 years.
It was only
It wasn't like a really long gap, but the Christmas special was just like wedged in the middle and is completely like Lucasfilm like keeps it under wraps, right? Like they prevent its distribution at all costs.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah. So those other episodes are our Christmas special. This is canon.
Right, that's where
this
we're going.
This was the link. This is the link.
This is what it's all about, Danny.
So who's our guest today?
Today!
Now that we've like, fucking done 4 minutes on Star Wars without even introducing him. You've heard his voice for the past 4 minutes. You don't know his name yet, listeners.
The man with the lovely accent sitting to my left is none other than Daniel J. Payne. Danny Payne to his friends.
Not everybody has the same initial as you.
I quite like Daniel J. Payne.
Do you have a middle name?
I am In fact, I was going to say I am christened, but I'm not being christened. I am called Daniel Anthony Payne.
Anthony.
Yes, because we say Anthony, not Anthony, as you people tend to do.
Right.
Which is strange, because it is TH.
Yeah.
Well, no, well, I mean, there was, you know, Anthony and, you know, there was, no, there's, I think, just a historical precedence.
No, but there's, for the lack of an H. Anthony, like, Mark Anthony.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. There's
you
a
don't
historical
say Anthony precedent. And Cleopatra, do we?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Anthony.
No, so it's perfectly acceptable, you know.
To give myself the hard T, Anthony.
Right.
Yeah. Thank
it
you.
It was not, it's not, it wouldn't, yeah. wouldn't be the strangest way that you pronounce no. certain words.
That, no, no.
I
although you Canadians are experts at pronouncing things.
We're part
in
of the
Kingdom.
That's a
Danny.
Fact.
Yeah.
No,
it is.
There was a thing that apparently, like, for the most part, like, dictionary pronunciation.
Yeah.
And like the quote unquote Canadian accent is like really close.
You guys have almost cornered the market in
like,
bizarre pronunciation.
We've cornered the market on dry dialect.
That's what I say. No,
it's
I mean.
Just like.
I like to
boring,
I like to think
completely like without affectation.
I like to think that I have that you know Keith and I have neutral accents, completely neutral accents. We should quit this and just work at the UN. I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you would yeah. be able
to be translate.
Able
I mean,
to identify where we're.
Well, you've got the headsets.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're almost there.
Become security guards.
Yeah.
Just work for the president of the world. So
Danny,
why are you here?
Why are you here?
No, like, well, the show is Go Plug Yourself, and, like, typically we have someone who...
He's got tons of stuff to plug.
Exactly, who does a bunch of shit. So far, you've been great shooting the shit with us,
great.
But you do more than that. Like, you're not just a fun guest.
Not only does Danny have something to plug, but Danny has almost a limitless amount of things to plug because of his day job. Which
I was going to say, is it because he's a DJ and are you referring to girls?
No, but I am now.
As a DJ, I have a limitless amount of things to plug. By things, I mean ladies.
Nice. I like the way this guy thinks. But even saying DJ for a start, I kind of squirm when I hear DJ because
okay.
I'm more MP3J stroke selector. You know, I see DJs that are doing their stuff and they're technically pretty fucking impressive.
Okay.
Me, I sit behind a laptop and choose songs for people to listen to.
Okay.
Know? But the music is great.
So
MP3J Daniel Anthony Payne.
All right.
Is plugging.
And your name is Daniel Payne. Like you don't even need a DJ name.
Yeah.
Like that works out great.
Payne.
The surname but Payne. You do have a moniker though.
I do refer to the something behind it as DDP.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Bam.
Boom.
Diamond Cutter.
That is it's a wrestler, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Someone told me this. A friend of mine told me this.
You stole a late 90s pro wrestling gimmick.
So, if this, what's his name?
Diamond Dallas Page.
Diamond Dallas Page.
You
if you're listening to this podcast, and I'm waving my finger at you now, by the way, Page. If you want to wrestle me for official use of the moniker DDP, I challenge you here and now on Go Plug Yourself.
Keith, it finally happened. We finally had somebody cut a promo on the show.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I'm calling you out, Paige. He's like
you,
50.
No,
like,
but dude, did you see him hit the diamond
well,
a couple
50.
Weeks ago?
Where? What?
He like showed up on one of the... Sorry, this is complete...
This often lapses into like half-hour conversations on pro wrestling.
Sorry, and you don't know... Like, if you didn't know who DDP is, like, this is the worst guest to do this with.
Yeah, I'm not really up
on you totally market this show without any pictures. It's like, we got DDP on the podcast!
We had Foley last week.
Fucking
DDP this week. No, yeah, he showed up on one of the the ramp-ups to Raw 1000 and
really?
Fucking, like, nailed the diamond cutter. I was like, that's...
Awesome.
That still looks like it sucks.
Nah, right. Diamond Cutter's cool.
Yeah, but it looks like... I'm saying it looks like it sucks. Like, it's a good bump. Like, the guy...
Yeah.
If anyone hears footsteps, it's me rapidly walking to the other side of the bar.
Okay, so look, you're on board with Star
Wars.
Wrestling. You weren't on board with wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling...
Right? We don't know where
I don't quite go
we don't know where the cut off
into
geek. Like,
talking
but,
about
geeky
what's
wrestling.
What's funny is, you're calling out... Diamond Dallas Page
that
right
guy
now, saying you know you're challenging
I could do that Hulk Hogan-y thing
exactly
yeah.
What's really funny is though this guy that you're calling out once famously or perhaps infamously attempted to or maybe did actually sue Jay-Z yeah because they both do this I'm doing the
diamond
with my
the
hands.
DDP symbol
sort of like semi-triangular
yeah
slash
like a diamond
slash the Illuminati symbol like the
yeah.
hand symbol to anybody who's in the know. We're going to have to cut that part out in post, Keith. We can't have me dropping Illuminati references on this, man.
God damn it, dude.
He'll take us down. Anyway.
No, but we already fucked up with Patrick Hassels. You guys talked about the Illuminati constantly, and it's up.
Anyway. So this guy sued Jay-Z. So he will go
See, you know, sued Jay-Z.
He sued Jay-Z because they both did this.
That's okay. So, do you think he's going to try and sue me?
Well,
or just beat me up?
If you do go after him, I'm sure he'll go 10 rounds with you.
Because if he does beat me up, it's going to be tough to have someone stand in front of me and stomping on the ground while almost punching me for a while. But I'm sure I'll be able to cope.
I think.
Or slapping his own chest as he pretends to fight somebody.
You've done it now.
So,
you're not only
Paige. Is it Paige?
This entire podcast, though, tries to, like, we just want to feud with people constantly. Like,
I do,
like, as a podcast, we would like to fight other podcasts.
That was my idea.
This like, as much as possible.
Podcast challenge.
Do you know
that
Church of the
great.
City guys? Do you know those
guys?
Yeah,
of course. I
wanted to take them on in a death match. Not in a death match, and a loser quits their podcast.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, Al LaFrance looks pretty tidy, though. I think he could
think
be
so.
Handy.
I mean, well, LaFrance, I feel like he's kind of like a physical sort of equal.
Yeah.
I think we're, like,
yeah.
Maybe evenly matched.
Aflalo, he could be a dark horse.
Well, you just gotta kick the legs out, big guy.
But aren't these three? I thought there were three.
There's a third?
Oh, that's just cheating. That's cheating.
Is there a third?
I don't know. Who's
it regularly?
It's Hogan.
What? On Edge of the City.
I don't know.
Whatever the fuck. I thought there was three on Edge of the City. Maybe it's just there's like a recurring guest. I don't know. Fuck.
No,
I don't listen to their podcast. Who am I kidding?
Anyway, so
they listen to ours.
We're gonna really do they?
Asif says he's like, oh, like Asif was just sort of like when he made fun of.
There's
me.
A third guy right there.
Asif.
Yeah.
So Asif. Yeah, they're three. Fuck.
Oh, that is gold.
Asif like called me out or whatever on stage, and then was just sort of like, wait a second, what's your name? He's like, he told you he read the pin, and he was like 9to5.cc. Wait, you're Keith, and I was like, yeah, and he's like, oh. I've listened to you a whole bunch.
That just happened like a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, like on stage, and everyone was like, this is great. And he's like, I feel stupid now that I'm just... I had this one-on-one conversation about shit people don't care about.
He's a good comic, isn't he, Asif?
Yeah, pretty good, yeah. Pretty good.
Really
very
smart.
Very smart man.
Right.
Yeah.
Smart at the same time. So, well, okay. We've digressed like a shit ton.
Is this just before we digress again? Well, I might digress again. Is this why you put the beer in front of your podcast guests?
To just get talking?
To get them...
Yes.
To get them feisty.
Definitely.
To get them talking feisty.
100%. That's
the same story with the cocaine.
This
yeah. That's why we put out the lines here. We give you the mirror,
It's going to show up nice on the audio.
Yeah.
What? Oh.
Walter was joking about
you. Okay?
Oh,
Keith,
God,
you good?
I love the drip.
You good?
Just in case my mum and dad tune into this.
Oh, yeah.
There's no actual cocaine.
There is no cocaine.
There's no cane. There's no cocaine.
Sure there isn't.
It's speed.
I cannot
Not anymore there isn't after that.
I can't afford cocaine.
Sorry. No, but yeah, I think the whole entire point of this show is to be like the worst interview show ever.
You are successful.
Except for, and I'm sorry, I mean nothing by this, except for when we have legitimate guests on.
Well, if we have guests who are like, we don't get immediately friendly vibes from, who think that they're here for a real interview, we'll bring up.
I love this.
We'll raise the bar
a little
bit.
I don't mean anything by this.
I don't mean anything
legitimate
by this.
I mean, legitimate was a harsh word.
Danny,
to use.
Why don't you tell us about your childhood?
It was a happy time. It was a happy time. I was in England, so it rained a lot.
What part of England did you grow up in?
I grew up in Brighton, which is South Coast.
Right.
It's the gay capital of Britain.
Far
right.
South.
It's a very cool place. It's a big university town.
Huge.
A lot of young people. Big, you know, big bar scene, and yeah, it's very cool. Very cool. And it's apparently the weather's the best in the whole of England.
So
which
rains,
means it's
it only
just
rains
crap.
6 days out of
it. Yeah, I was gonna say. I was like, my mom is from Penzance in Cornwall. And,
oh, I love Cornwall.
But and the thing is too is like when it's nice in Cornwall, you're like, I'm on the beach because there's like palm trees and beach and it's sunny. Oh. Then you're like, but it still rains constantly.
There's a Cornwall in England as well.
I believe the one in Canada is named after it. Yes.
Do they? But like, why would it
should
be
called New Cornwall?
Is there even? Is there? Right?
Why would you don't even do that? Do you? You don't even show the respect. At least the Americans put a new in front of the place names. They still.
New Brunswick. We have New Brunswick.
Oh, you do have New Brunswick.
Exactly.
But you go to
Nova
Ontario,
Scotia
London,
is essentially
Ontario.
New Scotia.
Yeah. It's not New London, Ontario.
Yeah, we put a Roman word for new in front of Scotia.
Yeah.
Nova Scotia. But Cornwall, England.
Do they have corn in England?
And wolves.
Presumably.
I feel like this is like my Jessica Simpson.
You can get
here.
Corn like
no, but,
can,
there,
do they have corn in, do they have grass in England?
No, but like no, seriously, I just
Are there
I,
seasons
I've never,
there?
I've never
in
thought
a
of
tin.
Corn growing in England.
You know, you got it in a tin there.
Yeah, like pretty much all agriculture, or a lot of agriculture, can run in England because it's got...
I just thought it was all leek. You know, I thought it was like leek and like some potatoes. Cabbages. And
leek is a Welsh thing, yeah. It's the Welsh national symbol, actually. Leek.
Wow. Of course it is. Because what else would the Welsh national symbol be? If not for like
anything.
A big bland onion. Wales.
But anyways, Cornwall, England. Prince Charles is Duke of Cornwall, too. Like, just in one of his names.
Yeah.
He apparently has
one of his many aliases.
They would make him the Duke of Cornwall. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
But also, apparently, has a castle that he apparently visits once a decade. Like, there's a castle there in Cornwall that he just doesn't...
It's an unoccupied castle.
An unoccupied castle.
That he has the keys to.
I try and avoid castles.
Because he's the Duke of that region. And apparently, it's partially because, like, the Cornish are, like... They're, like...
Mental,
yeah.
Bro, did you say the Cornish?
Yeah.
Is that whence comes the expression Cornish game hen?
Yes.
Cornish. The people.
He's like England.
It's all coming together now.
Man, here we go.
But yeah,
that little light bulb moment. It was.
But
so
they're like
nice
they're borderline. They're borderline separatists. Also, like.
Man, you didn't know yours.
Well, mom,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I told you.
My mom was born there. Like,
you know, there was a scene. I mean, it's probably still going on. There was a movement in Cornwall where it was burned down a second home.
Yeah.
Where it would be people who live in London have their second home in Cornwall because they can afford.
They're putting
the property prices up. So there was a big movement of people were finding these second homes and just burning them to the ground.
Yeah.
That's
better.
Yeah,
they also they have like
you Quebecois separatists have got nothing on the Cornish.
There's like weird like witchcraft like roots in Cornwall. Like there are like national holidays because they're regional holidays, I guess, that are all like rooted in like. In witch and stuff.
Are you
like
saying? Are you suggesting that they once a year they put up a wicker man?
Oh, that
possibly.
Would be great. That would be great.
No, but I think it's a weird parade where they wear masks.
Are you a fan of the wicker
like
man? Are you a fan of?
Yes,
the
wicker man festival in the UK as well is a big music festival where they get the big wicker man.
Is that like UK Burning Man?
Yes.
Yeah.
Burning Man is just a big ripoff of Wicker Man, basically.
Right. Basically.
And the weather's probably a lot
in
better.
In the fact that it is a man that is set on fire, yes.
Yeah.
Keith, have you seen both?
Have you seen both? Yeah,
have you seen both?
No.
Have you seen one? Have you seen the original?
Yeah.
But you've not seen the Nicolas Cage version?
No.
You're better for it. No, you're better for it. No,
I'm not a big remakes man, I have to admit.
Neither am I.
You gotta see it. And it's like, it's notorious.
I just don't want to. It's like, isn't there a new Straw Dogs?
No.
There is a remake of Straw Dogs.
I could not bear to watch that. I could not sit through it.
Yeah, that seemed like a little sacrilegious to me.
The Italian Job. Is nothing sacred?
I did see that.
How is that? I bet it's terrible, isn't it?
I haven't watched the remake. I own the original.
Oh, man, like, the original is...
What's your favorite Peckinpah film?
I don't know many of his films, to be honest. Straw Dogs,
good answer.
I was thinking Peckinpah. What kind is that, a genre? No, that's the guy, isn't it?
They remade Alfie too. But they remade Alfie with Jude Law, who I've always sort of felt is a kind of modern Michael Caine. A little bit.
I thought you were gonna ask me what's your favourite Michael Caine film, by the way. In which case I would have jumped in there. Possibly Italian Job, possibly Alfie, but maybe even Get Carter probably tops it.
Carter's really, really good.
Maybe Get Carter tops it.
Do you have a Michael Caine impersonation? Everybody from England.
Everybody has a Michael Caine impersonation.
Do you want to do it for us?
Not really.
Okay.
Have you seen the new Dark Knight? The new Batman film? Have you seen it?
I'm trying to work myself up to a surprise Michael Caine impression, but
bring it out later. I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
Just like leave it. Have another beer.
I'm gonna try and slip it in when you're not expecting it, and see if you pick it up. How about that?
That works.
Okay.
Did you see the new Dark Knight?
Yes, I saw it the other day.
Yeah.
It's okay.
They worked in the Michael Caine monologue scene.
Oh.
Yeah. They had a couple of those. He's got a couple of little.
When he cries at the end. Yeah. Beautiful. I should have looked after him. You know all that. Yeah. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
What I really appreciate when he's doing that whole story about how he's in the cafe and he's like, I used to go on vacation.
Oh, the Venetian cafe.
I used to go on vacation.
That was Walter's moment.
Yeah. For anyone listening,
I don't want to drink a Fernet Branca. That entire
scene was ad-lib, by the way.
Was that really?
Yeah. No.
All right, Michael.
I haven't written anything for this part. Go up and say a nice heartfelt story to Bruce Wayne. Here's your motivation.
heartfelt.
Make up a silly name for a cup of tea or whatever.
No, you know what that is?
What
okay.
is that?
Okay.
What is
All
it
right.
called?
This is where
silly
I wanted to
pranker.
Drive this. He's talking about drinking what he, as Michael Caine pronounces it, Fernet Branca. It's spelled F-E-R-N-E-T space B-R-A-N-C-A. This is a herb liquor. I think possibly from Eastern Europe. I don't know. It's like it's you either know it and love it or never heard of
kind
it.
Kind of like aquavit.
A little bit. No, I don't know. It's not at all because aquavit is closer to being schnapps.
But no, I don't know. I'm just saying in terms of like something you most people have never heard of, but people who have heard of it are like, ah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That,
I moved out about a year and a half ago to 2 years. I don't even know now. I moved out from one apartment directly across the hall. And when I had acquired the first apartment, the lady that lived there left all her stuff because she was moving out of the country, so I basically acquired a fully furnished apartment. But there was also junk in there that she just left, like, yeah. just, like, crap that...
A dead cat.
And I found... So when I moved from one across the hall, I finally went through all, like, of the cabinets that I had never even gone through
yeah.
properly when I moved in, and I found an entire case. I found, like, six, nine bottles of Fernet Branca. And it's awful. Did I ever give you a bottle? Because like I was just giving out the bottles. I was like, look at this shit I found. I found like nine bottles of hard liquor, and it's like 45% alcohol.
Jeez. Right? Finding booze
well,
is always
great.
It's really bad.
Which is everything I know about Fernet Branca.
Yeah,
they serve it in a tiny glass.
Yeah,
like, it's
yeah.
meant for sipping.
It's sipping.
Like. Okay. You just can't imagine Michael Caine drinking a sort of herb liquor.
Fernet Branca.
I thought it was a kind of coffee. I thought that's what he was drinking.
It's booze.
Ah. Oh, he's like a butler. I don't know. You can drink a herb liquor.
I guess, yeah.
It's not because he's not Michael Caine, right? Like Alfred yeah. is not Alfie.
But when Michael Caine's in a film, he's always Michael Caine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's, you... But getting back to your terribly egregious statement that fucking Jude Law is a modern-day Michael Caine.
Somewhat.
First, fuck you. Second of all, he's more of a modern-day, like, real-life Alfie than he is, like, a modern-day Michael Caine, I think.
I don't know.
The nanny. He was, like, he was... What was he? He was, like, he was... Who was his wife? His wife was, like, some...
stupidly hot, and he
yeah,
was, then he was having
he was,
sex with
was,
stupidly hot nanny.
Yeah, and he was both. No,
tough
she wasn't. Though
Jude Law.
She wasn't. That's the thing. I don't think she was.
She, dude,
I
she
think
pictures?
She was kind of homely.
Yeah,
no,
but it's like
no.
Hugh
she was
Grant.
Like easily an eighth compared to his wife. She was ugly.
Yeah.
She was easily an eighth, dude. But yeah, because you know, fucking Jude Law dips his wick in fucking. Below,
he's Alfie. I'm telling
below
you,
below eight.
Alfie.
Jude Law is more modern day Roger Moore. There we go. How about that? Rather than Michael Caine.
He's better.
How about more of a modern day Dudley Moore?
Because I'm saying I never bought more.
I like the point. Just for anyone listening there, Walter gave the little sideways glance
point.
It was a yeah.
Regardless,
like a jazz band leader. Uh-huh.
Roger Moore never did the romantic leads very well. I never thought he was believable in any of those.
He's tongue in cheek. He's always tongue in cheek.
Exactly. That's why I kind of thought Jude Law is because Jude Law does some of the dramatic films. If you think like Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, he does the action stuff with.
The other stuff.
He did the Alfie. Yeah. He's sort of that Michael Caine-y range, and he's always kind of himself.
Is it fucked up that I don't know another Roger Moore credit besides James Bond movie?
He's the Persuaders. Did you ever watch the Persuaders?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh man, that is gold.
What is that?
It's with Tony Curtis.
Uh-huh.
It's late 60s okay. TV show. It was John Barry did the theme tune. The James Bond theme tune guy.
Right.
He did the theme tune, and it's just the two guys kind of fighting crime. Tony Curtis and Roger Moore in their pomp.
That sounds cool. So it's kind of like 20s. It's kind of like I Spy without a black guy.
It's
he's also but
I think there were some black people in the production.
There were some of those couple. They included a couple. That's good. It's really progressive.
There was an Asian one in one episode as well, I think.
Roger Moore has a giant discography, filmography. That we're just not aware of.
Probably.
I know he was in. I know he was in that terrible film in the 90s, Fire, Ice, and Dynamite. If you've seen that.
Speaking of Roger Moore and black people,
right?
Which we're going to go back to. Did you know when they were looking for the new James Bond? I think it was for Daniel Craig, or maybe when Pierce Brosnan took over James Bond, Roger Moore actually suggested Cuba Gooding Jr. for the role. That was his recommendation for the role.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Roger Moore. Suggest
like
the
if
Cuba
you want
Gooding
my
Jr.
I tell you what, chaps, who'd make a great Bond?
Saw that film Snow Dogs.
Anytime someone talks about Cuba Gooding Jr., can we all say Oscar-winning actor?
Oscar-winning,
Cuba Gooding
almost
Jr.
James Bond. Cuba Gooding Jr.
I feel that like I don't think there's almost like a cautionary tale of like equal proportion to Cuba Gooding Jr. about taking shitty roles after your breakout.
Oh, dude.
Like, it was just like what fucking happened? Garbage. Jerry Maguire, Snow Dogs.
I don't think it was directly from Jerry Maguire. It wasn't Jerry Maguire to Snow Dogs. There had to have been a buffer.
I'm going to look it up.
It must have been.
You guys can keep talking, but I'm going to look this didn't the fuck he... up. No, but like, then, you know, he did like It's a Mad World, whatever. He was in the remake of that called Rat Race.
Rat Race is a great movie.
No.
I adore
you and your goddamn remakes. What's the matter with you?
It's not a remake of that movie. It's just derivative.
Before I spoke to you tonight, I held you in high regard.
If it was of a remake, they just would have called it It's a Mad World. That's an awesome title. Rat Race is a completely different film. It's got Whoopi Goldberg in it. It's got John Lovitz. John Cleese.
A bunch of wacky characters go on a race.
It's got the what's his name from Robot Chicken.
Do you know what the weirdest fucking part? Sorry, this is about the. I don't give a shit about your fucking remake.
Green. What's his name?
In the original, It's a Mad World. The like completely pointless Three Stooges cameo. If you, I don't know
as opposed to every other cameo in that movie?
No. Here's what happens. They're at a military base. Then the camera pans over, and it's the Three Stooges in military garb looking suspicious. Then the camera pans back to the action.
Well, what year was the original Mad World made?
I don't know. Fucking 60s, probably.
Yeah, but you know what? The Stooges were, like...
old as fuck.
Really, probably old. Like, they were, like... That was probably the only thing they could have gotten them for. Like,
maybe. But either way...
That's actually really funny, though. That's really funny in a lot of ways, because it's like... What else? Because, you know, it's external because it goes against expectations. Hmm. Sorry, Daniel. We'll get back to you in a second here. But
no, that's all right.
No, okay. So
I'm just going to sit here and...
here's the question. This is a question
There's wrestling on the TV in the pub. I'll just watch that. Look at that. Have you ever seen water move so fast?
Yeah, no, but get us beers when you come back. Okay. This is a question
I was only joking to get rid of water, by the way.
No. But he's gone. He's gone now. Like, no, he's actually gone. This is a question.
He's going to ask for wrestling to be put on there.
Can you change it to wrestling? Here's a question I thought up in the car.
Meticulous preparation.
Oh, yeah. In your lifetime, how many beats have you dropped?
I don't even understand.
You don't even know.
Like, I've dropped a beat. I don't know. I honestly don't quite know what you mean.
That's okay, but I was just trying to steer it back to DJing.
I love that. Look, my DJing is... Exactly, it's a facade, really.
You make parties and you play sets.
Well, it goes a bit deeper than the average DJing, I guess, where it's mainly about unsigned bands in the UK.
Right.
It's all British and Irish music.
Okay.
And it's mainly unsigned bands or bands on independent record labels... Mm-hmm. Or that kind of thing. No major label crap. No popular stuff. Just real. What's that program? What's the app on the iPhone where you hold it up to the speaker and it tells you what band's playing? You know
Shazam
that one
or whatever. I think.
Yes.
Or Shazam.
I consider my DJ sets Shazam proof because the bands I play are underground and people come up to me during a gig and they'll be like, "Hey, I can't find this tune on Shazam." Well, you know, I just if someone finds a song I play on Shazam, I'm disappointed because it means
so it's really you're supposed to like
more
just
mainstream.
Be like...
But it all came about from
which is the complete opposite of what most DJs try to do.
Yeah, right.
Like most DJs are trying to spin shit that everybody's heard and can sing along to.
Oh man,
they know when to throw their hands up.
I don't
did you wait till
them.
I left to turn this fucking interview legit?
It's like, actually a great interview
actually,
now.
And sorry. You're actually plugging the right thing.
Sorry, Walter, we're just having a great interview there.
Sorry, why come back and fuck?
I think there's wrestling on
there's
the
wrestling
TV.
Was there really before when you said that?
No, I lied.
Oh, I knew there wasn't. Dude. I watched for like 5 minutes. I'm like, there's not wrestling.
Just a minute. That's the news.
So,
how do you feel about
we were talking about his fucking DJ.
All right, finish this and then we'll talk about WrestleMania.
He doesn't even fucking watch wrestling.
I know, but we should bring him. Imagine how hilarious that would be. If we bring Danny Payne,
to New
British
Jersey.
Guy extravaganza, to the New Jersey to go see WrestleMania... Hilarity ensues.
New Jersey. I wouldn't go to my lounge to watch wrestling.
Finish the point with Keith.
Oh, yeah.
Then we'll talk about WrestleMania and Wally and the Pain.
Walter literally showed up to the show that he co-hosts and derailed
the interview.
He just fucking... fucking asshole right here.
anyway, so where was I? So yes, what spurred on this MP3J-ing of mine over here with the British, Irish, unsigned, independent label stuff is during the riots back in London last year, maybe July, was it last summer?
Right.
There was a warehouse got burnt down and it had all these independent record labels stock.
Right.
So the music industry had been struggling anyway, as we all know, because of illegal downloading, blah, blah, blah. And suddenly all these independent labels...
Did you say illegal downloading?
Illegal, yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. And, you know, and all these labels kind of got... It was another kick in the teeth for them, you know. They lost a lot of money from losing the stock. And it just made me think, actually, I should be promoting British music as a Brit, and I work in the music industry, and I'm, you know, DJ a bit. I might as well... get an actual point to actually what I DJ, not just playing tunes and getting people waving their hands in the air and having sex with lots of young girls. That's a downside of DJing.
What?
So
that is against everything that I know.
it is if you ask my wife. But it just got me thinking, well, maybe if I can just promote a bit of the new music, and it's just snowballed from there, and it's just gone pretty crazy, actually.
So what kind of, like, do you, is it basically, from what you're saying, sounds mostly like regional based, or is there like, do you stick with the genre, or do you?
No, it's not totally non-genre specific. So I'll sort of, I mean, personally, I'm a bit more of a guitar guy, a bit more of a indie guy, rock, that stuff. But I'll slip in a bit of electro and a little bit of hip hop, and well, UK hip hop isn't exactly
the best. Like a lot of like garage hip hop.
Yeah, there's little funky stuff, and yeah, I just mix it up a bit.
The band that
I like it when you can hear the accents.
Oh,
myself.
Oh man,
like we saw. I went during Jazz Fest. I went to go see the guy there with the Billy Bragg.
I just
love that he just never tried to sing without the accent.
I ain't looking for a New England. Are you looking for another girl?
Yeah.
It's brilliant. I think he goes even more Cockney when he sings.
You're absolutely right.
When he talks, he
talked a lot too. I don't know if I've ever gone into a show where there was more audience interaction. Like he was just like ranting and raving and going on about his like causes and stuff.
That guy's incredible.
Yeah, I know. It was really good. But then we'd sing, and it's like the accent went up.
There's a great story about how he got his big break in the UK. Was he was playing a game of football or soccer in a park.
We know what you're talking
about. Yeah?
Sorry. That.
No, you know, I don't. I'm bilingual.
Don't paint your
face. English and in Canadian English.
Right, right.
You know.
Yeah.
And,
you mean the good English. The good accent neutral English.
But he was playing footy in a park right near a BBC radio building.
Now it's footy.
Soccer ball. And,
soccer ball.
He heard the DJ, John Peel. You know John Peel? Like a legendary, he broke so many new bands, this guy. He's like the ultimate,
right,
he died, blah, 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 a few years ago. But he was doing his show and said, I tell you what, I am starving. I could kill for a mushroom biryani right now. And Billy Bragg was listening to his show while having a kickabout.
A mushroom what now?
A mushroom biryani, an Indian
curry. Oh, you're Indian dish.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Billy Bragg stopped his game of footy. He had some CDs or tapes in his bag, went and got a mushroom biryani, went to the BBC building, said, I've got a mushroom biryani for John Peel. Here's my tape. When John Peel came down to get his curry, bang, that was his big break.
That's awesome.
And he told this story on the radio once, and I was listening, and he finished it with, I owe it all to that mushroom biryani.
And now you know the rest of the story. Do you know the rest of the story?
Yeah, it's like one of those late
Paul Harvey. No, yeah. It was like an old-timey radio thing. Do you know that? It was like it was on forever, like decades. It's like a staple of like syndicated American radio.
I think I only ever heard it late.
I think it was Paul Harvey.
Probably syndicated.
And it was called The Rest of the Story. Maybe it was okay, anyway. And the guy would tell a story, and it would be about a musician, and then at the end, and then it would be like, and that little girl grew up to be Janis Joplin. And now you know the rest of the story.
You don't even know how big Walter is smiling right now. He's like, I'm so happy I got to talk about this.
He should smile more. He's really
this bit of trivia that I know.
He just proved me wrong there.
It's a terrible smile.
I'm smiling, Walter!
Stop smiling.
I like that gag of yours in the stand-up, actually, when you say you do your sexy look.
Oh, you can't talk about that.
That's
the showstopper bit.
Oh, yeah, man, really?
That's the big... Walter gives his sexy look. See, you can't ruin it on a podcast.
That's true, yeah.
You can't blow that back.
No, exactly. You can't blow the punchline, right?
Literally my best joke. It's not even a joke. It's physical
gold.
Comedy.
Yeah. Absolutely gold.
Fuck writing. My go-to joke is physical comedy.
It's funny you guys should be talking about accents and stuff, though, because I was giving you were like, British hip-hop is not so great. I really enjoy it because of the accent. I find that, like, it adds, like, a weird, like, there's a band that, they're hip-hop-ish, called Rizzle Kicks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. From Brighton.
Yeah, from Brighton.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's just, like, if they didn't have an accent, I probably would not like them.
No, because it's not great music.
Exactly.
But when there's,
no, exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's,
let's,
like, it's
get
just,
down,
like,
with the trumpets.
Yeah. Exactly, but the, like, let's get down with, and I'm like, yeah.
It's like that V.
Yeah, exactly. The TH became an F, and it's adorable. Yeah. Like, to me as a listener, them having a British accent makes it, if it was an American band, I would have been like, fuck this Virgin Radio bullshit.
Yeah, don't talk about Virgin.
Yeah, exactly.
I should.
You can bad talk Virgin. No. Can't.
I do PR.
Day job.
I can bad talk Virgin.
I love Virgin Radio.
We're on the
internet. No, I don't. What am I doing? I'm boxing myself into a corner.
We'll cut this whole thing out. It's okay.
Yeah, can we cut that?
No.
Can you
Keith loves cutting parts. Keith loves, like, taking the scissors.
I'm about to go and watch the wrestling on the TV now.
Who's wrestling? No, we can't. Okay.
But yeah, like, Rizzle Kicks are probably the biggest UK hip hop band
right
at the
now,
moment.
Yeah,
is that?
And they, like, fucking exploded. Or even before then, there were the Streets, which
you can't beat the Streets. That is the archetypal. That was the guy that realized,
I can take this,
but it's not just the accent, it's the content as well.
Yeah,
he was talking about things that British people know, not popping a cap in your ass on the streets of LA.
That's why his third album was garbage.
Which one?
The third one, where he was rich and famous and rapping about being rich and famous, and you're like, you fucked
up. No,
now.
Dude. He was great when he was talking about sitting in a room with his mates smoking
a
bit of weed.
First, original pirate material, and
A Grand
Don't Come
For
Free. First two albums, golden. I love both of them. The fact that A Grand Don't Come For Free is the story, too, and it tells, like, the entire... Like, you're listening for an hour, and you're like, I want to know what happens next in the story.
You know,
then his third album, I forget what the fuck it was called, but was about him being rich and famous, and I'm like, you just lost relatability.
Yeah.
You know, you're just sort of like...
How many rich and famous people are going to enjoy it?
Yeah, exactly. But, like, he was rapping in the way that he rapped about regular life, but about being rich and famous, being like, the problem of being a celebrity is that everybody has camera phones, so you can't do cocaine in a bar. And you're like, I don't care. I don't care about it's hard to do cocaine in a bar because you're famous.
And I actually rumbled Mike Skinner in the toilets at the Brixton Academy having a cigarette during a smoking ban. And it was like, he's talking about being caught doing coke, and he gets caught smoking a ciggy instead. You know, it's like,
exactly.
At least I could have walked in on you having a blast of coke, mate.
At the very least.
Yeah, right, a cigarette. And it's not even a joint, you know.
Yeah, I will say...
He could have smoked that, like, on stage and nobody would have cared.
Yeah, right.
Like, exactly. He didn't have to go do that discreetly.
Also, seeing them live, they do have a pretty, pretty large commitment to being intoxicated, which I approve of.
Yes.
Like, they have a rack... Like a bar rack up over the drum kit, so they can just pour themselves drinks.
Nice.
It's fucking amazing. And they'll bring people up on stage and be like, single, double, triple, quadruple, and then, like, give it to the guy.
Hey,
like,
that slipping into a British accent there?
A little bit.
That was nice.
My mom
that.
Has a British accent, so it does.
Well,
she's
from
so
yours so should be pretty passable.
Huh?
And, like, not even, like, entirely fake if you tried to pull one off. Like,
yeah. Well,
it should be, like, half
I've
passable.
I've been told that, like, if I hang out with my cousins enough, like, my British cousins, in about a week, I get close to just having an accent.
A twang, because the Cornish accent
Like, the Cornish
strong.
Comes out really, really strong.
Right, my lover. It's
Wait, you have, like, English cousins and stuff?
Yes, my mom was
that
born in
make
England.
Sense, eh? But, but they, like, they...
My mom...
We're just going over old ground
because
you
know how sometimes, like, the whole family moves over in one shot?
No.
You still got a bunch of direct family that lives
Tons
over
Tons of them.
Have
you met
them?
Yeah. We just said.
Have you
I
met
just,
your mom?
Like, literally, fucking about 30 seconds ago, I said, when I hang out with my cousins.
Have you met them, though?
Walter, you are brilliant at this. Like,
and then, anyway.
I love this.
You've said that, other than the accent, my word order and stuff is, like, very close to, like, British dialect.
Is it when you say the expressions like word order and stuff that
you come off as
speaking the king's like
yeah. getting
I say mum all the time. Like M-U-M. Like it's my mum. And people are like, mom? And I'm like, mum. Like,
mom.
Exactly. Mom. That's it. And I didn't even realize that was a different way of saying it.
Not
that
a
was
mom.
Just, yeah.
Whatever
mom.
You people say.
Mom.
Mom.
You can barely do it.
I can't do it.
I actually say mammy.
Mammy?
You say
mammy.
I also
mammy.
Call my mother.
My dear old like, mammy. I said, have you met me, mammy?
I also call my mother mother sometimes, like, directly.
You do not do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're
yeah.
angry we can't about. Talk anymore. No. What?
Like, yeah, like, if we do, like, it's just sort of,
you
like,
also fly kites at night? Like,
yeah,
what
exactly.
Fuck,
I just fucking own the psycho hotel.
Hello, mother.
It's very Derek and Clive.
Please tell me that you're both drinking gin when you refer to your mother as mother. No. Well, mother... I
watched the cricket today.
What the fuck? What's that drink? The drink that she does...
Pims and lemonade.
No, not Pims and lemonade. She drinks shandies, but I'm thinking of that other one. That, like, fucking... That
describe.
British lady drink.
I just found out what shandies were this
Sherry.
Summer.
Sherry. She does drink sherry.
Ah,
I drink gin and she drinks sherry, and we're just like, mother!
Mother's ruined.
Exactly.
Keith, how are we doing on time here?
Hitting 40 minutes. We're almost done.
Good.
It's almost time to head up to the five questions.
No, fuck
beautiful.
That.
Are there five questions? You guys have prepared five questions?
No.
Or is it the same question?
The funniest part is we prepared three.
It's a segment we introduced...
A
few episodes back, yeah.
Right.
Before we get to that, there's a couple things I want to get to that I've waited patiently to get to. I'll let you talk about your artsy music stuff.
Okay, but wait. Hang on.
Really?
No, but this is a for real
okay,
thing.
Okay, because
one more tangent.
I gotta get back to wrestling. Okay, so
this is a real thing about your arts and your music and the unsigned labels and whatever else like that. And this is a legitimate moment. If you're a listener, thank you for bearing with us.
Thank you.
I'm gonna put a note being like, go to minute 41. Where
skip over Walter.
Where do we go to see you do this? Like, and how often does it happen?
That's a good question.
I know.
Hey, yeah. That's like an interview question.
That's
like a real thing. I DJ all over the shop, really. I've got a residency at Inspector A. Peng.
You do not have a residency.
Every third Thursday of the month.
Is that what they refer to it as, or is that what you refer to it as?
We both.
You're a resident
we,
DJ.
We've
You're a
resident got
DJ
resident
DJs.
Yeah, yeah, residency. Yeah, yeah. If you've got a regular gig,
you
you're a resident.
You can have a, you can be a once
know,
a month
you know
slot
what?
And be a resident.
Scrap residency.
Excuse me, Ling.
Be the DJ laureate.
The DJ laureate of Inspector A. Peng.
Absolutely.
But I tell you, there's a nice little bar. It's on the corner of Duluth and Saint-Hubert, near Parc La Fontaine, pretty central, and it's a great one. Third Thursday of every month.
I love how that's central to some people.
Yeah, it's just easy.
Live,
I mean, I live in
Hochschlager,
you know?
Well, but I'm from the East End, so that's about right.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
The Burgundy Lion, obviously, okay. With the Brit thing.
Yeah.
Occasionally, Corova, Blizzard.
Do you get free Scotch eggs when you go there?
What, sorry?
Do you get free Scotch eggs when you go there?
I'm a vegetarian, Walter.
Really?
I would get free Scotch eggs if I wanted them.
Nice.
No lie, I was really expecting Walter to say, but they're eggs.
Like, yeah, but they're eggs.
I was really hoping.
But there is bacon involved, isn't there? But, like, is there not
it's
bacon
sausage
involved?
Meat around a,
sausage
an egg.
Meat, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's something like...
Yeah.
I've
from a pig.
I don't do because I don't like eat hard-boiled eggs. Cause that's the only thing that turns me off
really?
About it. But everything else sounds amazing. Like sausage meat, like deep-fried and batter.
But isn't it... Someone said Scotch eggs for a vegetarian is the worst kind of food because it's what could have been and what was in one meal.
That's amazing. Walter also said, and I don't have any way to verify this, you have a show on the radio?
Oh, yeah, I do a CJLO radio show.
You sounded skeptical about the radio part.
Well, no, because I
you
was
have
afraid.
A show on the
I was
radio.
Afraid, you know, I was afraid because of the Virgin thing, and I was like, maybe he can't talk about his radio job.
He's got a show on Virgin. No. He does the drive home show on Virgin.
I can't
basically, I like to think of him as Montreal's Seacrest.
Yeah, you're this close. You're so close, Danny. Like,
put
a little bit of work into it. You're gonna be the Seacrest.
Indie rock, unsigned bands, Seacrest. They're like,
and you're like,
you got
like a foot of height on him too. You're just gonna destroy Seacrest. It's gonna be amazing.
Well, that's it. I'm gonna offer him out now as well.
I'm calling you on Seacrest.
It's gonna be a triple threat.
Gonna get my diamond thing out.
That was close enough.
What's he do?
The diamond symbol.
Diamond symbol.
Yeah.
Can you put a graphic of someone doing that just so that's absolutely clear what we're talking about?
Sure.
Yeah. When that goes
we're going to need to do
that. You could take my picture out of this podcast and just put my hands doing it. Yeah. So the radio show.
CJLO, Wednesdays 4 till 6, the Commonwealth Conundrum with Rebecca Munro and myself.
Except the time I was on it, Rebecca was not there and you were flying solo.
I was flying solo. That
we're
was a great interview.
Flying with you.
It was such a great interview that the cell phone reception cut out midway through, but you kept the interview going regardless. And then I walked around and said, you were in the car when that happened.
You were there.
That was it.
I was kind of winging it for a while.
While he tried to look for a cell phone reception.
It was seamless radio.
It was great.
That was a great interview.
You took the piss out of Edward R. Murrow moments, I think.
This
is why we do a podcast that's pre-taped.
Yeah,
exactly. Edit. Live radio is. Scary.
I prefer to think of it as live to tape.
It is true. We do very little editing.
You flat out refuse to do editing. Like
pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
4
why this episode starts
every Wednesday. CJLO.
Amazing. And how is that? That's daily.
No, weekly.
Weekly.
Which every Wednesday.
Because you just said that.
Yeah. Tell me again about your cousins.
Now, Keith,
met them.
How can we get you together with these cousins you've never met? Because I feel that you're missing out.
I think what Walter's done is he's got your cousins in a room in the pub.
Oh, yeah? Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Keith Eisterman, this is your life.
Fucking like 20 Cornish cousins like just pour out.
And it's like fucking the roof scene in Mary Poppins. It's great. It's
exactly.
Be great.
But where it's all the ones I don't really know, so it's awkward. It's like none of the ones I stayed with like, or anything. Like,
they all kind of look like you a little bit, just with different facial hair. Like.
Yeah, exactly. And
less fingers on one hand.
And less German last names.
Less German last names, is true.
Yeah, they must hate you for that.
I'm sure they don't care. I'm sure that like
Keith's cousins. I'm calling you out.
No. I do have one crazy. Oh no, he's dead now. Actually, I was gonna say I have one crazy uncle. I had one crazy uncle who fought in the Second World War. Who that was a thing with being like, hi, Simon. Like he was basically the fucking the old man.
He's gone. There's no getting him back, buddy.
You fucked me, Walter.
Did he take you on safaris? Or?
No, but he was just a crazy, he had lost his mind and was a British military man in World War II. And just whenever clicked in that there was a stretch of his family that's last name was Heisterman, which is my last name, got fucking super aggravated. Just being why the fuck are there Krauts?
Jeez.
In my home, and we're no, we're related. So
where's the Heisterman?
Was he the Admiral Mary Poppins that lived that had the ship on top of the building, the townhouse?
The major in Fawlty Towers. That guy.
Your reference is better. Yeah. Okay,
thank you.
I was thinking of the old father from Father Ted, but I realized that was Scottish and not British.
Irish.
Shit. What's Father Ted again? I know
Father
that.
Father Ted, we're on Craggy Island, and there's.
I think that was another. That was something else they showed on CBC, right?
Probably
PBS. PBS, yeah, it was either PBS.
But either way, they remember the old priest.
Yeah,
he was a lot like that.
Yeah,
really, really, just drunk. Also, this is the thing I learned about England. If you were a driver for the military, if your position in the military counted as driver, you never had to renew your license, which meant that this crazy ass fucking 80-year-old man was still driving, and it was fine.
Wow.
And I was like, that's what? No. I'm never going to go with Uncle Johnny in the car.
And they won't let me drive after
and
seven
And his name was
months.
Uncle Johnny?
Yeah, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's John.
Where's the justice?
It was old John.
Oh, John.
All right, so now we have your shows. So
every third Thursday is my DJ and Inspector A-Ping. Every last Sunday of the month is the Burgundy Lion.
And every Wednesday 4 to 6
and the radio
CJLO.
Show
and
CJLO.
You're going to have to send me all these links.
Let's not forget that you and I about our series in development with UPN.
Have you heard about this?
Have you heard about this, Keith?
Apparently.
See, even Danny knows.
I know.
If you're
I'm working on it.
With him,
what's it called, Danny?
Wally and the Pain.
Wally and the Pain.
Wally and the Pain.
Where it's like an Odd Couple-esque type show, and Danny and I live in an apartment together, and I just mock him incessantly for his silly accent. And
does that sound good?
And I'm and you know what? It's gonna be great because we could be exactly ourselves.
Yeah.
I'll still work at a magnificent newspaper,
a highly respected newspaper,
and you'll work at a magnificent PR agency.
Yeah,
and it'll be like, and we'll still be the Odd Couple thing. It'll be great.
Here, I got a better.
And then it'll be an episode where we go to WrestleMania in New Jersey because that's happening.
I'm nice link.
I have a spinoff, Wally and the Pain Nights, where
it gets a bit racy.
Where you freelance as private investigators.
That'd be great.
Because you get the news tips from your newspaper job.
Right.
And then you're just sort of like, nobody
helps. My job as an arts and entertainment coordinator for a community newspaper, yeah.
And you're like, and then when you're like, you're going through working at the community newspaper, and you're like, you get this, you're like, looks like nobody is going to help this poor woman. It's time to bring the pain.
Ooh,
hey, because
it's the surname that keeps giving.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you guys freelance as.
I'd like to position myself as like the British Nash Bridges or something.
That's a good one.
Show.
Sure.
The British Nash Bridges.
Yeah. Nash British.
Can you change your DJ name to Nash British?
Nash British.
DJ Nash British.
I'm going to.
Oh shit!
I'm going to.
Oh,
or Parker
that's,
Kane.
That's going to be fun for your sound levels there.
I
Keith,
saw
that
Spike
one.
And was like,
sorry.
God damn it.
Shit. Sorry. Was that what
it was?
You?
No, it was my screen, DJ Nash British.
I turn him way down. I basically make him.
His volume's half ours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to do five questions, Walter? Do you have anything else?
Who was your favorite early 90s?
That's not one of the questions, dumbass. First of all,
I think I'm done. I think I've said all I have to say.
Five questions. Five
really?
Questions.
You've got to do five.
We're going to do five questions now. So this usually takes 45 minutes by itself. So get ready for this.
Get ready. No, we try. Okay.
I'm imagining some pretty serious investigative journalism here.
Okay. No. Here's the thing. There are three questions that I made up.
That Keith made up one day.
About 5 minutes.
Keith comes
podcast.
To me one day. I think actually mid show. Keith did not run it by. I think one day mid show. Keith
I
was like,
I made up.
Keith's like. Walter, we're doing a new five question
Why would
segment.
You put your microphone away from that?
Because I was pantomiming Keith telling this mid show before realizing that bit doesn't work.
Visual jokes work brilliantly on podcasts.
He's like, Walter, we're doing a five question segment. I'm going to make up three, and then the guests will make up two. Does that sound good with you?
That's not at all how it works.
That's exactly how it works.
No, it isn't. I made up three.
Yeah.
Then the guest asks the future guest a question, and then. No, hang on.
You don't even know how it works.
Listen, okay, here's how it fucking works. I ask you three questions that I made up just like this. The next question is a question that is asked to you from our previous guest,
okay.
Not knowing that it would be you, obviously.
Yeah, right.
And then the fifth question is you ask a question of our future guest without knowing the guest.
So it's really four questions.
It's really four questions, and the other question is if you can ask a question. So that's why I bring up how to do it.
And then I have zero input in.
That's
what the questions are.
I'm changing the way we do the intros to the other podcast, and everyone was like, "Why didn't you tell us that?" And I was like, "Shut up, guys."
To which podcast?
The other one, the 90s one.
Oh, is that the one? Is that the intros where you beg for money?
Yeah, nobody. Yeah. I beg for money on this one too.
Yeah, I know. I really hate listening to those. I know you have to do it, but like it's so bad.
You really have to do it.
It's so bad.
Okay, at least at the very least, I have it at from when you press play on the MP3. At less than a minute, you're into real content.
I know.
If you listen to most podcasts, it's
like
5 to 10 minutes of like weird ads.
But honestly, my respect for you diminishes every time I hear that. But we need to do it though, and it's important. And I admire that you do it.
I hate it, though.
Like, disclaimer.
I struggled with it for such a long time. We don't make any money on this site. Like,
hey guys,
that little bit of money. Exactly. That's it. Right at the beginning.
Hey.
Hey guys. I might change the clip and be like, "Hey guys, I know this sucks to even be listening to this."
Walter
right
especially hates it.
Walter especially hates this. But
you should do a few personal ones for Wally.
Yeah,
exactly. I'll switch it up. Anyway, okay.
So do the five questions now. Can we change? Eventually, can we switch it up so that I have a question in there?
We could. Not today, though.
Not about WrestleMania, though, in New Jersey.
But
right?
I always liked. But if we do, it'll have to be a big announcement because I like that it's the same three. Like it's the same.
Of course, you would like that.
Yeah, because
it's your fucking question.
You want to make it six questions? It could be three, and then
no, I don't want to make it six because six questions is stupid. Who does six questions?
Okay, let's go.
While they're arguing, Diamond Darryl Page.
Danny Payne, first question.
If you want
first,
some,
Danny Crane.
Question is: as a child, what was your favorite plaything? like toy, or if you were like a nerdy or kid, a book, like if it was like whatever the heck it was, like the most fun thing you owned.
I would say it's a choice between two things, which was a kind of one was a Jack in the Box that was. You know Jack in the Box?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I thought you might have had some weird
horrific children's toy. I want to hear where this is going.
Jack in the Box, which was Tom from Tom and Jerry.
Nice.
And it was, it would be illegal now because it was metal with sharp bits everywhere.
It was literally made of razor blades.
It was, yeah, ridiculous.
You're like, put your face close to this.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. So that
Tom,
was,
it was Tom being
Tom
the mouse?
Tom just popping up.
Tom's
the
cat.
Just
Tom's the cat.
Tom's the cat. Tom's the cat in Tom and Jerry.
Tom Cat.
Right. And Tomcat and Jerry Mouse. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was a choice between that
That's
and.
The thing about the Germans.
So that was it. So you had a Jack
it was
in the Box.
It was a Jack in the Box.
So
with
you were
Tom.
Like, what, you were like 14, 15 at the time?
At least.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Because I used it to wipe up after masturbating.
Oh, wow.
And then.
Dark.
And it would have been that, or I was always with a football.
Is that first when you like maybe got your DJ skills? With the Jack in the Box?
It could have been. What, wiping my knob on a cat jumping out of a box?
Wow.
How does that relate to DJing, Wally?
Was there a second choice in the toy?
He's just thinking circles. Like spinning.
Was there a second toy choice?
And obviously a football. I think every... Like,
but not a real football, a soccer ball.
a soccer ball.
A gold strike.
Do you still have the moves?
I'm not very good.
Can you do a scissor kick?
I'm enthusiastic. How about
backwards scissor kick?
No,
I can't do anything. Like, I can run a bit and kick a ball.
All right, I'm sure you're probably.
I have good fun.
I'm sure you probably destroy almost.
Question the second.
Like, at the pickup like football games in the park, you're like, ha ha.
Yeah.
I've lured all my friends here under like false pretenses.
poker face.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, let's just play.
Poker feet.
I brought a soccer ball. Does anyone want to play? And you're like dancing around. I have a friend like that though. That's the reason. Who's Argentinian?
But you've got to make sure you don't wear the proper kit so they don't suspect.
Yeah. Where it's like you play like a pickup game of football or soccer, whatever you want to fucking call it. He's Argentinian, played it fucking all the way through high school, and he's dances around us. We're like, go fuck yourself, dumbass.
It's not even fun.
Asshole.
Question numero dos.
This one's an easy one. What's your favorite drink?
Cup of tea.
Cup of tea.
Holy shit.
Most British answer possible.
Ever.
it's
What kind of tea?
Just English breakfast.
English breakfast.
Do you have
milk,
a favorite?
No sugar.
Do you have a
milk?
Yeah, milk, no sugar. Well, soy milk because I'm vegetarian.
Right.
No sugar.
But yeah, you put milk in breakfast tea.
Yeah.
Almost everybody.
Soy
does.
Milk, really?
Yeah, it's good.
You won't even make the exception for that.
Look, if there's milk? No other milk in the house.
How long have you been a vegetarian, by the way?
On and off throughout my life. 7 years on and off throughout life, I guess. I went to Australia. I moved to Australia once. And that kind of destroyed vegetarianism for a couple of years.
Right.
Because
the
prospect
of...
Well, eating a kangaroo, it was just too tempting.
Yeah.
That was
I understand that. So you just love eating exotic animals. Like, I'm a vegetarian, unless the animal's exotic.
Unless it's a platypus.
In Australia, it's like a regular steak.
No.
It's incredible. Yeah, so, that kind of knocked... I'd say about 7 years or so.
Is there a brand?
Yorkshire tea. I get it every time there's a visitor. I get a big box brought over.
Yeah, but
Yorkshire
I'm sure they must have those.
You can't get that here.
Well, somewhere, but it's going to be twice the price.
In little
I'm sure they have the expat stores there. Like,
And the guys at the Burgundy Line and Britain Chips, I'm sure they're Marmite and pickle and all those British weird things. But yeah, cup of tea. I would have said a boozy thing as we're in a pub, but booze, It's not as flexible
as
a cup of
tea. If it was booze, what would it be?
If it was booze.
Question 2B.
Yeah. Question 2B because I didn't like your first answer.
If it was booze?
Yeah.
I couldn't pick one. I mean, it depends. On a hot summer's day, a gin and tonic is just perfect. Or Pimm's
second
lemonade.
Most British drink.
Yeah. Wow. Just knock him out of the park.
The Pimm's cup.
Yeah, but then Quebec beer. I love Quebec beer. I'm a big fan of the Quebec beer.
Well, I can show you a few that I'm sure you wouldn't like.
Yeah.
Third question. Is, what is the most fun you've ever had in your life, ever?
Carl in the bin.
There we
now,
go.
Now, that's a question. That's a great question. You didn't think of that, did you?
That's why Keith was in charge of coming up with the question.
He was building up as well.
Yeah, mine was favorite pro wrestler from the early 90s, favorite finishing move from a pro
favorite
wrestler
color.
From the early 90s.
favorite pay-per-view event?
I forgot on the question.
Most fun ever.
Most fun you've most ever fun had ever. Outside of the Jack in the Box incident.
And naturally the recording of this podcast.
Yeah, because it's been great fun. It's been great fun, actually.
A lot of fun.
Most fun ever.
Don't worry, we often banter during this question because people think about it.
It's a big... I mean, I'd probably have to say one of the Glastonbury festivals I've been to.
Yeah.
That's the obvious choice, but...
Did you camp?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's all you do. You
Does
stay
everybody
there,
camp?
Yeah,
like,
you stay there the
what's
full...
What's the percentage of people that camp?
99.9.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's like, and it's that big, there's like enough room for like that
150,000 people camping.
No shit.
It's the only people that don't camp would be like the hyper rich.
Yeah, just the stars.
How long
of
a festival? Okay, I don't understand. How long of a festival is it? How long does it go on?
Well, usually when we go, I would arrive on the Thursday. Yeah. Although you can arrive on the Monday before.
Yeah.
But we'd usually get there the Thursday afternoon, and you'd leave Monday afternoon.
Now, is it a proximity issue that causes people to camp, or just fun, or what? I mean, is it too far away from anything for people? Like, where is it in relation to like London?
It's like 2.5-hour drive from London.
Okay, why does everybody camp?
It's nearest Bristol, but that's how we do festivals in the UK. That's how we do. We
Here's
stay
the thing.
There and we do. Listen, and it's 24/7.
If you want 150,000 piss drunk people to drive back to town,
right?
You're asking for trouble.
No, I would
it's
love
golden
to do this.
For the taxi service, the local taxi drivers. That
I
are
would love
there.
To do this, and I think that in the coming years, Oceaga should open up a camping.
You know,
well, they do it at Coachella.
Coachella
is a camping thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but how does that help me?
No, but I'm saying I'm pretty sure that if Oceaga was at a venue that allowed camping.
They should do it though. They have the facilities to do it.
They should.
There isn't the place.
Sure.
Really?
Just open up another part of the park.
The park's pretty big. You could lay on buses to go to the camp. Like I'm working for FMO, the Festival Music Immersion, Abitibi Temeskamang.
I do now.
That was good. I never get
Nailed
it. You know
it.
The one, the
Working
music,
the
day
music job on the podcast.
Well, that yeah, you see, but they I'm DJing now, actually, guys.
Of course you are.
No tickets left, but day tickets I think available.
How convenient.
There are buses to and from the. It's only an 8-hour drive.
Right.
There are buses to and from the campsite to the town. It's a 20-minute bus ride. You can do it in other ways other than being right there and then.
What's the last time you camped?
That's not one of the questions, though.
That's just my question.
That's my question. That's my question. I'm going to add this. Question third. When's the last time you went camping?
Damn it, Walter. This is why you're not allowed asking questions.
For anyone that couldn't see Walter, then he just did a...
Just did a mic drop.
Is that what it is? A mic drop. Damn. He did a mic drop.
One of the reasons that I'm not a stand-up comedian is I would completely be unable to not drop the microphone after every punch. Just like, yeah.
If
have to pick it up instantly. Blah blah blah.
Sorry. If that's the only reason, then you really should be a comic.
No.
So is that the official answer? Was Glastonbury the most fun? Was that the official answer, Glastonbury?
It sounds like a shit ton of fun. No lie.
It's
what,
did four
you, what
days
was the last
totally
time you went?
Was
the last one you went to? Who was headlining?
Last one I went to headliner was Stevie Wonder.
Really, that's kind of odd.
Yeah, they always get a random email.
Who else was on? You remember?
Man, it's Jesus. There's like 50 stages.
I know, but how long? Is it really?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's huge, dude. It's like multiple stages. It like puts Coachella to shame.
Really?
Yeah.
Mate,
yeah.
And like, what year are we talking about here?
That would have been before I think 2009 or 2010. 2009, the year before I moved here. So yeah.
And does it rain constantly?
I've been to about 8. I've probably had 3 that were total washouts.
Right. Where you're like camping in the mud.
3 that were middle and 2 that were sunny. How about that?
Yeah, but when it's sunny, it's a dust bowl, right?
When it was sunny, it was brilliant. It was incredible. Incredible. But you know when it was muddy, the muddiest one was 2005. And I actually went there with my leg in plaster, broken leg on crutches.
Ooh.
And I actually had to watch Coldplay because I was surrounded by people and my crutches had sunk into the mud.
Oh.
So I could not physically escape
just, like, standing
Coldplay.
There in the crowd, help
I'm
me.
Like, oh no, it's fucking
help
Coldplay.
Me.
You know, see the stars, how they do look for you. And I'm like, ah, oh, you fuckers. Why couldn't it be any other band?
Okay, so
I need another glowing endorsement.
I'm like, let's that I feel that that story knocks the Glastonbury Music Festival down a notch.
Yeah.
Most fun ever. Being trapped on crutches.
Hey, like, I've been to 8.
In mud.
It wasn't that one.
But not
yes,
that one.
I would say that. I would say, yeah.
Okay.
What were other people answering for most fun ever?
We've had...
I can't remember a single one.
Plastic Patrick.
Yeah.
He's Montreal. Yeah. One of his premier drag queens. He actually performed live on stage singing with Cyndi Lauper. And I, like, when he said that, we were like, that is the best time in the world. Like,
that's not
like,
bad.
As an entertainer, I can't remember some of the other ones. That's the one that sticks out the most.
Yeah, that's Trump mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
Being lost in a field.
That's
yeah.
A huge...
Drunk.
Here you lose.
In a tent.
Mm. Yeah.
Shit. He had Cyndi Lauper.
He did.
Yeah. They, exactly. And I was like, I'm like singing with him, sang a duet, or like with Cyndi Lauper.
Wasn't a duet. They didn't do Ebony and Ivory together. Like
they did because he
no,
made
he
the
was
French
like...
version, and Lauper did the English version. It was a fucking duet. Dumb shit. Go
yeah,
back.
Man, this is an aggressive podcast, by the way. I like this, dude.
Sorry, I used our bedroom. I said our bedroom names on the podcast.
Were they your
dumb
your
shit.
Safety name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember some of the others. Kyle, I think, was...
I don't care anymore.
Okay, whatever. He asked.
Question!
Question the fourth from Montreal playwright Vittorio Rossi. I don't even know if you're going to have an opinion on this. Is...
Wait a
got it up here.
Fuck up the question
how
before you ask
it. How do you feel
it?
About English language Canadian film and television? This is kind of what we talked a lot about on the podcast with Vittorio Rossi, which is why the question...
It's very interesting you say that, because most of the Canadian film and television I watch is French, because I'm trying to...
No. It needs to be English language.
He, for instance, had high praise for the French system, didn't like the English system
okay,
so much.
Have you ever been... Put it this way. Have you ever been really drunk?
Yes.
When it really hung over, let's say.
Yes.
And you're, like, glued to the couch, and you can't find the remote... And a Canadian-produced television series comes on the air, and you're like, because it's instantly recognizable as such, right?
Yeah.
That being said, what would be your feelings toward that? Roll off the couch and try to hit your head on the table so you pass out, or, you know, begrudgingly watch it?
I have to admit, I don't really watch any. I don't know. I absolutely don't. I'm sure you've got...
Have you ever seen any accidentally?
No.
Have you ever seen Ready or Not?
I watched some of the news. Your news is good.
Not doesn't count.
Okay, I'm gonna broaden the question to make it slightly relevant.
Okay.
My apologies to Vittorio. We're gonna say Canadian media, including music.
Nope.
I'm gonna allow.
No,
it.
No.
I
yes,
tell you
no,
what, radio.
That's not even
am I allowed
that's
to talk radio?
Not remotely the yes. same question. But
I think
no.
It's the same dog and pony show. CRTC.
No.
Okay.
There's in each of them. Yeah.
Nope. No radio nope. broadcasting. That's cool.
What?
CRTC mandates the two of them, radio and television.
Yeah.
The CBC was a radio company. In fucking French, CBC's called Radio-Canada. Drop the mic.
Look,
trying to, like, make the noise.
Oh, no, he's gone. He's gone to watch the wrestling.
Okay, so radio. So Canadian,
I think
English
so,
radio.
Look, I think Montreal, I think the college radio. I mean, I'm plugging CJLO, obviously, but...
Yeah, you
CKUT and CJLO, I think, really good. Those specialist radio stations where the people have their own playlists and their own shit, I think that's great. CBC is really cool.
Radio should be, really.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan. I mean, even Shome, it's like... It's so heavily playlisted, you kind of...
The only shit I listen to on Shome... the only show I would listen to consistently, which he stopped because he's on tour with Bruce Springsteen, was Little Steven's Underground Garage.
That was a
okay.
syndicated show.
Yeah, I know, but it's on Shome, dude. It's what I'm saying. You can have a syndicated DJ, fucking Wolfman, whatever.
Jack.
You can Wolfman Jack. You can have a syndicated DJ who's not playing stuff that's like set to heavy rotation
yeah.
by whatever company sets it to heavy rotation.
Yeah, heavy rotation is my big thing.
I don't care that it's syndicated. I care that he's like, you know what, we're going to do a theme show, we're going to talk about songs that people wrote about. Like, a DJ used to play music
yeah.
that he thought was good.
Yeah.
You know,
and you get an expert in to choose... to choose it, because you're not getting paid doing CJLO or CKUT, right?
No.
So, these people do it out of love.
Right.
So, these people are... You know they're true. They're not doing it because they're picking up the paycheck. You know they have got some good shit going on, and it's worth listening to.
So to summarize, Danny Payne's opinion of English media
of the question
Canada
that wasn't the question
is it's better when it's independent. Which
there
I
you go.
There you go.
Wally's so upset, by the way. And I'm a big supporter of CBC, by the way, and BBC and all the public broadcasting services. Wally, you're so upset.
No, I don't think he lives here. But they have. There's a fellow countryman of yours. I think that's that does.
Is this relevant?
Laurie? No, what's his name?
Peter Laurie?
No, not Peter. Yes, it's Peter Laurie.
Do you know Peter Laurie?
You know Peter Laurie?
You guys are British.
Do you know a guy called Dave?
Yeah.
My fellow countryman. Where?
I don't care anymore. What? Okay.
Fifth question.
He's really upset.
No, I'm just. This is fucking podcast has gone off the rails.
You're the one who
came off the rails when you came back.
You're the one who stormed in here and knocked it off the rails.
You sent me to get drinks.
Okay. Settle down, Walter. The fifth question is: what question would you ask our future guest?
You know, one that they could actually answer.
Listen to him. What? No, you were like, that's a great question, Vittorio.
Because it was until you fucked it up.
He doesn't have an opinion. He's literally like, I have no opinion. I'm sure
if we would have given him a little more time, he could have formulated a cogent answer. That being said, what's your question?
He said he does not
watch
television.
We are now listening to the boys having a little row.
Shut up, dumb shit. You can make up a shitty name for me, too. It's okay.
I can. Were you talking to Wally or me?
No, I'm talking to you.
Sorry.
Danny Payne gets to pick the shitty name for me that Walter gets to use in future episodes.
That's the fifth question.
The fifth element. Yeah. It's... Oh, what name can we do? Oh, no. So what was the question?
What question would you ask?
Okay.
We've had...
My question
rider.
Will be...
What?
Coattail rider.
Oh, you think, huh? Fucking think so, huh? You son of a bitch.
If the lead singers of Coldplay, Keane, and Snow Patrol...
I need to write this down, sorry.
We're recording it, it's fine.
Fuck no. The lead singers of
If the lead singers of Coldplay, Keane, and Snow Patrol were to serenade you, which one would you kill first?
This got to be the most specific question ever.
Yeah, exactly. We might need to have to, like, depending on the guest, everyone's heard Coldplay, but we might need to queue up.
I'm sure Keith will alter it so completely that it won't even matter.
It will be, what's your favorite Rolling Stones song?
Yeah, right? it'll be like, okay, I'm going to make it a little more general here.
Coldplay, yes or no?
Yeah. If you were stuck on crutches in the mud, would you listen to Coldplay or kill yourself?
Danny Payne chose life.
How'd you break your leg, by the way?
No, this is carrot.
Was it from not eating vegetables or meat?
A vegetarian that doesn't eat vegetables.
We're gonna wrap this up.
He's got a story about New Jersey. We haven't even got me to Boston. New Jersey.
Our listeners expect a certain amount of time that we're over.
Where are we? Where are we?
We're at an hour 15.
That's the new format.
An hour 15.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus!
This shit flies.
I told you that fucking five question segment just eats up fucking time. Like nobody's fucking business. All right.
Hey, it's a good segment. I like.
So with that being said,
what do you say? I told you we're cutting it next week.
In fact, his name can be Question Boy. How about that?
Danny, have you had a good time?
I've had a wonderful time, actually, guys. Thank you very much for having me on.
I'm sure we'll have you back on again.
Wally's upset about the TV.
I'm pretty sure this is great.
Who knows what'll happen?
Yeah, no, but no. Okay.
We could both die tonight.
I love it.
Like, I intend on it. Let's get that cocaine out on the table. Anyway, okay. If this podcast goes into perpetuity,
and if Keith and I don't die tonight,
I'm sure we'd have you on again.
I would love to be on again, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, we'll shake your hand later because oftentimes guests shake hands on the podcast, and I'm like, this is nothing.
Yeah, right. It's just weird. It's just awkward.
Yeah. That's happened on our podcast.
Yeah. Sammy shook her hands. People, all the Just for Laughs people did it.
We gotta put like the mic up to like the hand.
It's
like,
just, like you hear like a
yeah. Mm, you just hear like clammy
a
hands.
Swishing hand noise.
That's as awkward as saying goodbye to someone and then both walking in the same direction.
Yeah, I hate that.
That's
not
about
just this. I go the other way.
Yeah.
Just go plug yourself. I'm Keith.
I'm Walter.
And our guest today was...
I forgot to plug myself.
DDP! Diamond Cutter! Danny Payne.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure we're going to be playing the music by now. It's going to be like slowly fading out.
There we go.
Rapidly fading out.
motherfucker goes to the dog, an animal, is he a little motherfucker? I can saw it, hey, motherfucker, is he here, what? You're dead, and fucking with a leg and sick of food. What do you think of all? Hey, I'm carrying your fucking DMI.
Hey everyone, it's me again, wasting your time at the end of the podcast where it doesn't matter anyways. Look, if you're a fan of the show and the site in general, please take the time to like us on Facebook. We are number9to5dotcc, 9to5.cc on Facebook. And also follow us on Twitter. We're at sign number9to5cc on Twitter. So and also be sure to check back on the site for something on Mondays, probably. We have Zombies and Loathing After the Bomb usually on Tuesdays. We have a new comic in 9to5 Illustrated every Wednesday, a new podcast every week, usually on Thursday. It's either going to be a 9ES or a Go Plug Yourselves. And on Fridays, we have Fine Arts with either Sophie and Scott. And, you know, maybe John will even contribute one of his mega articles at some point, too. You can only hope. All right, thanks.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you? Thanks for listening.